This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Candidates to submit nominations today for 18 National Assembly seats. Home Ministry issues 10-point circular to all 77 district administration offices. 15-member squad for ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 announced. And White House confirms Trump considering options on Greenland, including military. Now the news in detail. The interim government has approved the organizational structure and new positions for the Nepal Police and the Office of the Auditor General, including its subordinate bodies. The decision was announced following the Council of Ministers meeting held on January 5. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel said the Cabinet also amended the schedule of the Nepal Administration Service Regulation 2050 Bikram Sambat covering formation, group and class division and appointments. Likewise, as a gesture of international solidarity, the government has decided to provide one-time financial assistance of $10,000 to the International Organization for Migration's Resilience Fund. The cabinet has further mandated the Ministry of Finance to make necessary arrangements to enforce a report aimed at ensuring uniformity in remuneration and facilities for office bearers of state-owned institutions, boards, committees and public corporations. In other decisions, the cabinet approved the participation of Nepali officials in international programs and meetings, appointed a senior Nepali army officer to a key UN peacekeeping leadership role, and endorsed an agreement with an international organization to support Nepal's efforts in reducing carbon emissions. The nomination process for candidates contesting the National Assembly election is taking place today as the Election Commission prepares to hold the polls on January 25 to fill 18 vacant seats. According to the Commission, nomination papers can be filed today between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. The final voter list was published earlier this week after addressing claims and objection. As per the election schedule, complaints against candidates can be filed on January 8. Nominations may be withdrawn on January 11, with the final list of candidates to be published the same afternoon, while election symbols will be distributed on January 12. Voting will be held on January 25 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the members of the provincial assemblies and elected representatives of local levels eligible to vote under a weighted voting system based on the National Population Census 2078. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued a 10-point directive to all 77 district administrations to maintain religious tolerance, take legal action against unlawful activities and coordinate with political, social, cultural and religious leaders to promote harmony. District offices have also been instructed to conduct awareness programs, form peace committees and prepare calendars for potentially sensitive events. Meanwhile, an all-party meeting in Birganj has agreed to halt ongoing protests leading to the lifting of the curfew, with officials and stakeholders committing to maintain discipline, goodwill and a peaceful environment. Likewise, Prime Minister Sushila Karke met with Madhya Province Chief Surendra Lal Karna to review the law and order and ongoing peace efforts, while the National Human Rights Commission urged the government and all stakeholders to act responsibly, respect social and religious harmony and resolve disputes peacefully. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal discussed election security with the principal secretaries of the provincial governments, focusing on the collection of information and risk analysis ahead of the House of Representatives polls on March 5. The Home Minister emphasized the importance of maintaining peace, controlling crime and ensuring broader border security, while urging officials to work in coordination between provincial and federal authorities. He highlighted that effective administration, facilitation and cooperation are key to creating a safe, harmonious and tolerant environment for the elections. The Supreme Court has recovered files related to more than 10,000 cases that were destroyed in an arson attack during the September 8 and 9 Gen Z movement. According to Supreme Court spokesperson Nirajan Pandey, files of 10,340 cases have been recovered as of January 5. Out of around 24,000 case files stored at Supreme Court, nearly 20,000 were burnt in the fire. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha has said that the political environment in the country is improving, creating a conducive setting for the upcoming House of Representatives election, and assured that the government is committed to holding them on time while strengthening the morale of police personnel and security. Likewise, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari emphasized the need for cooperation from all stakeholders to conduct a peaceful and fair election. A two-day workshop organized by the Election Commission is addressing key aspects of election management, including legal arrangements, security, voter education and monitoring of election conduct. Finance Minister Rameswar Prasad Khanal has highlighted the need to strengthen the economy while ensuring the protection and security of economic activities. Addressing a meeting over revenue leakage control, he emphasized improving coordination among agencies, noting that tackling revenue loss requires joint efforts. Officials stressed that the controlling revenue leakage is a shared responsibility and called for effective monitoring and cooperation among all personnel involved to achieve better results. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has stressed the need to make the Film Development Board more effective in carrying out film certification. He emphasized that the board's duties should be prioritized while maintaining appropriate checks and balances. The Parliamentary Committee on Legislative Management of the National Assembly is continuing detailed discussion on the film bill, with efforts underway to finalize it soon. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Ghising has emphasized the growing importance of solar energy in Nepal. Speaking at the annual general meeting of the Solar Electric Manufacturers Association Nepal, he highlighted efforts to expand solar production, connect it to the national grid and explore new opportunities to increase renewable energy generation. Officials at the meeting stressed the role of renewable energy in addressing power challenges and achieving nationwide electrification, while recognizing the contribution of industry stakeholders in promoting systematic and accessible solar energy development across the country. Nepal has announced a 15-member squad for the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, set to be played in Sri Lanka and India from February 7 to March 8. Rohit Paudel will captain the team, with Dipendra Singh Aidi serving as vice-captain. Nepal, placed in Group C, will begin their campaign on February 8 against England at Mumbai's Wankhede Stadium, where they will also face Italy, West Indies and Bangladesh in the remaining group stage matches. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The White House has said that U.S. President Donald Trump and his team are discussing a range of options regarding Greenland, including the potential use of military, describing the Arctic territory as a national security priority. As reported by the BBC, the announcement comes amid strong pushback from Denmark and European allies, who have reaffirmed that Greenland's future is for Denmark and Greenland to decide. Greenland's leaders have called for respectful dialogue and emphasized the territory's status under international law. The debate over Greenland follows heightened U.S. interest in Arctic security and the island's strategic and resource significance, while polls indicate that most Greenlanders oppose becoming part of the United States. The situation has drawn global attention as officials from the U.S., Denmark and Greenland seek diplomatic discussions to resolve the matter. Now, to deliver the forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that mist and fog are likely to prevail in most places of the Terai region today. The weather is likely to remain partly cloudy over the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, while the remaining areas will likely have mainly fair weather today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly winds across the country at present, and the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 2 to 4 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 15 and 17 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Candidates to submit nominations today for 18 National Assembly seats. Home Ministry issues 10-point circular to all 77 district administration offices. 15-member squad for ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 announced. And White House confirms Trump considering options on Greenland, including military. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.